感谢主让我有机会回到菲律宾圣经神学院。
Thank God for giving me this chance to return back to BSOP.
心中为你们在这边有机会服侍主，有机会安静在神面前感谢主。
I'm glad and thankful for your being here to learn from the Lord.
昨天我带了副院长，有到这个菲律宾高级教育部跟第二把手见面。
Yesterday, I brought our vice president to see the second top person in the CHED department.
我特别介绍他是我们的副院长，因为我们的院长正在教书。
Because our president was teaching at that moment, so I introduced vice president to the newly elected or position CHED officials.
我也特别告诉他我退下来了。
I told them I've already retired from my position.
那英文的 retired 呢，有好几个字。
In English, there are many terms for retirement.
那个教育部的同工呢说你现在还年轻，你应该要重新把轮胎弄得干净一点，弄得再 retire.
So, that official says you're still young. You should like retired the motorbike tires or rehired you.
他要肯定我还有智慧可以讲话，有智慧可以做事。
He wants to see if I'm still knowledgeable and still in my right sense.
但是我说我感谢主，我还没有 retired， 就是我头脑还是很清楚。
So Dr. Xiao says it's good that I'm not yet retarded.
这是英文字的一些变化。
These are the play on words in the English terms.
到底我们服侍主有没有好处呢
？Is there anything benefits from serving the Lord？
我们可能大家知道耶稣讲的话就是马太福音第六章里面提到我们不要忧虑。
He just told us not to worry in Matthew chapter 6.
天空的飞鸟野地的花他都眷顾。
The birds in the air, the flowers in the field, the Lord already take good care.
那我们属于主的人服侍主的人神有没有眷顾我们呢
?For those who serve the Lord, wouldn't God also care for us?
当我开始要服侍主的时候，我的二姑特别提到这个服侍主是一个荣耀的职分。
As I started to serve the Lord, my second auntie told me that serving the Lord is really a glorious ministry.
神在这几年我短短的服侍当中呢，实在看到神实在恩待我们这些服侍他的人。
For these many years, I've witnessed how the Lord has really blessed those who serve Him.
但是今天跟大家分享的课题呢，或是今天的经文呢，特别要提到服侍主这方面，神会眷顾我们。
So today I'm going to emphasize that serving the Lord will take good care of those who serve Him.
那我们先问一个很简单的问题：我们知道大卫建造上帝的家。
And we will first ask a question. We know that David want to build the house of God.
那圣经里面用我们和本用殿宇。英文翻译成为temple 还是什么？但是我们是上帝要建立我们的家，还是我们要建立他的家呢
？Are we the one to build his temple or his household, or is God building our house？
这个 bayit 那个字呢 ，bed 那个字呢，在这段经文里面出现特别多次。
The word about the house or the temple is reflected in the Bible many times。
第二个问题。大卫，假如我们读前面这段，他是大卫王。
So reading this passage in the early verses, he was called the King David.
在上帝的面前，他是谁呢
？So who is he before God?
在圣经里面，当拿单对他讲的时候，我的仆人大卫。
But when Nathan addressed him, for as the Lord called him, my servant David.
大卫其实这段经文里面他做了很前面已经做了很多事。
David already accomplished so many things in the early parts of this book.
他一直等待等到神给他的时间他开始来这个建设这个国家。
So God has given him time and he waited and he was able to build the nation.
而我们知道他很细心的把这个约柜搬到耶路撒冷。
So he seriously bring in the ark to the Jerusalem.
当然他有碰到难处但是终于把约柜带进来。
He made a lot of troubles, but he was able to brought in the ark.
今天我们读的这段经文，这个大家公认是大卫的盟约。
So this portion that we have read is people acknowledge as the Davidic covenant.
这个大卫的盟约可以用几方面来解释。
And we can have many interpretations from this Davidic covenant.
我们可以从大卫的盟约提到耶稣为什么是大卫的子孙。
First, we can see that how Jesus became the descendant of David.
而我们也可以从这个圣殿，这个提到新约圣经为什么提到我们的身体是上帝的殿。
And the mention of temple, we can relate to how the New Testament see our body as a temple of God.
但是这个今天我的角度要跟大家分享，要着重于上帝的仆人，当我们要服侍他的时候，他如何眷顾我们。
But this morning, our emphasis is how a servant of the Lord, how he cares for us.
大卫的盟约在圣经当中出现了好多次。
The covenant of David has been manifested in the Bible many times.
首先在这个撒母耳记下23章提到这是永远的约。
So 1 Samuel 23, it says it's an everlasting covenant.
诗篇89篇特别提到神的信实与他的慈爱，也提到这是永远的约。
And in Psalms 89 mention of God's faithfulness is also mentioned this is a covenant that is everlasting.
诗篇132篇也提到大卫的约是建立到永远。
And even in Psalms 132 it mentioned that this is an everlasting covenant.
今天跟我们有什么关系呢？
How is this covenant related to us?
今天我从三方面跟大家来分享。
I have three points to share with you.
我们应该要寻求他的心意。
We have to seek after his longing.
我们要顺服他的带领。
I have to submit to his leading.
我们要掌握和享受他的慈爱。
We need to seize his love.
当我们读这段经文的时候，我们知道大卫做了很多事，他很盼望为神的家来建造。
David has accomplished so much, and then he just wants to build the house of God or the temple of God.
Nathan 说：“好吧，你来改造上帝啊，建造上帝的殿。”
Nathan said, "It's good that you would build the temple of God."
但是隔了一夜，上帝对拿单要他吩咐大卫这么说。
But that very night, God wanted Nathan to address to David.
你可以看从他讲的这段经文，都是上帝讲的话语。
The whole point is that God himself addressing his own words.
当我们做上帝的事工，其实他先动工。
Before we can do God's work, God himself started the work already.
他怎么说呢？他自从我从以色列出埃及直到今日，我未曾住过殿宇，常在会幕和帐幕中行走。
So God says, I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought the Israelites upOut of Egypt to this day, I've been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling.
请特别注意，他在会幕中行走。
So he's moving. God is moving from place to place with a tent.
上帝与我们同在到底是什么观念呢？
How do we understand His presence with us?
其实应该回到创世纪里面，上帝在埃甸园里面开始行走。
We need to go to the early part in the Genesis in the Garden of Eden, how God walked among the men.
他要来找亚当与夏娃。
God is seeking after Adam and Eve.
而我们也知道挪亚与上帝同行。
And also Noah's walk with God.
上帝也命令亚伯兰应该与他同行。
God command Abraham to walk with him.
但是一个很祝福的这个圣经节在利未记26章提到，当我们顺服上帝的时候，他就在我们当中行走。
A very blessed set of verse in Leviticus 26 says, "If we walk with God, He is with us."
各位，这个行走不是简单的行走而已。
It's not an ordinary walking with us.
他是往返的走来走去。
He is walking through and for around us.
当我开始在圣经神学院教书的时候
，As I started teaching in the seminary,
有时候同学这个休息的时候，在外面一直跑来跑去都不回来。
During break time, students walking around outside, they would not return to the classroom.
我就用这个约伯记里面的第一章说，你这个跑来跑去呢，会有问题的。
I used the chapter one of Job says, you know, walking through and forth is a dangerous thing to do.
你记得，就是因为撒旦在那边走来走去，才有这个问题。
Because Satan was walking through and forth, nothing to do. That's why we have problem of Job.
但是各位，这个行走在这段经文里面是一个祝福的话语。
But in here, walking through and forth is a blessing from God.
有时候我们认为我们面对难处。
Sometimes as we face our problems.
当我们在学不来、读希伯来文学不来的当中呢，上帝也在我们当中行走。
We could not learn Hebrew well. God is helping us. He's walking around us to and for.
当你在写报告的时候写不出来，上帝也在我们当中行走。
When you could not add another word to your thesis to writing, God is still walking around you to help you.
希伯来文这个动词是往返跑来跑去不停止的动。
So, this verb walking through and forth is endless walking through and forth.
第二方面，当我们提到诗诗，这里提到一些旧约的问题，提到诗诗，这边特别提到他牧羊以色列的百姓。
We also see that God is also shepherding his own people.
他对诗诗说，我就是我吩咐牧羊我民以色列。
So he mentioned to the judges, I shepherd my own people.
所以有两个很重要的动，一个动词是他牧羊。
So God is shepherding.
我们知道诗诗，当我们读诗诗记的时候，我们看到他们在处理很多事情。
In the book of Judges, the judges have to deal with many things. Many
我们知道他们也这个要来。这个带领百姓打胜仗。
They have to lead the people to win or to fight with the enemies.
但是各位，当你看到这段经文的时候，上帝其实要他来牧养神的羊群。
Actually, God is wanting the judges to shepherd His people.
他特别提到我民，阿密，am 我民。
God is to mention my people, Israel, my people.
这个我民是一个很重要，这个民百姓是很重要的句子。
My people is a very unique special term.
当你没有好好牧养神的羊群的时候，
If you don't shepherd the people of God well,
生我们气的是我们的上帝。
God is the one who would get angry with us.
你记得在摩西要带领这些群体离开的时候，他说要把我的民带走。
God commanded Moses to bring my people out of Egypt.
神要我们牧养他的羊群。
God wants us to shepherd his own people.
第三方面，当他提到大卫的时候。
Third point is when he mentioned David.
你知道前面当叙述文在写的时候呢，他提到这时是大卫王跟拿单在讨论。
The description is like Nathan and David were talking.
他是王 Melech 是王。
So David is the king.
但是当拿单对大卫说的时候，他怎么说呢？吩咐我仆人大卫。
But when Nathan delivered the message, he addressed him, my servant David.
各位，这个 Abed 这个仆人是一个很重要的名词。
And this is a very unique term, my servant.
没有随便任何一个人可以称为他的仆人。
No one can really get hold of this title.
摩西是上帝的仆人。
Moses is the servant of God.
耶稣亚，这个等到他去世的时候才称为上帝的仆人。
Joshua earned this title after he was already dead.
但是大卫是上帝的仆人。
Here, this address is given to David, my servant David.
各位，有时候服侍主的人，当他照镜子的时候
，Sometimes as those servants of the Lord, they look themselves in the mirror.
很自卑的说，我。
They could be very inferior and say,
我是这个没钱的这个传道人。
I'm a poor pastor.
其实我第一次到中国的时候。
When the first time I went to China,
跟我妈妈在1980年当中国刚开放的时候，我们就进去了。
When China opened in 1980, I went in with my mother.
那所以说呢，会碰到客人的时候，会问一个很简单的问题。
And the seaman and the ship will ask us a question.
你做什么
？What is your vocation?
你从什么地方过来
？Where have you come from?
当然我很 高兴的说我从菲律宾来。
So I boldly says, I'm from the Philippines.
因为菲律宾在那个时候还是很重要的一个国家。
Because during that time, Philippines is really in top of the world.
可能今天你认为这个菲律宾是一个不好的国家。
Now maybe we are all behind now.
其实我们很早就在地球上面。
But we were once on top of those world.
为什么西班牙愿意来这个来找到这个地方呢？
Why would the Spanish like to conquer the Philippines?
因为这是世界这个东方最远的地方。
It's the farthest in the east.
他跟葡萄牙在争谁拿到地最多的。
Spain and Portugal were fighting to who will get a lot more lands.
美国用这个2000万来买菲律宾这块地。
So it's an American. They used the $200.
$200 million.
$20 million.
$20 million.
To buy the Philippines. Dollar.
但是各位，回到主题，当我们服侍主的时候，我们是他的仆人。
And when we serve the Lord, we are really being addressed as the servant of the Lord.
我们背后是服侍这位万王之王、万主之主。
We're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
假如你抓住这一点，你知道上帝不会把我们放弃。
So God would not forsake us.
天空的飞鸟他都眷顾。
Even the birds in the air, he took care.
何况服侍他的仆人。
How much more those who serve him?
我爸爸这位牧者喜欢用葡萄园的主人一定关心葡萄园工作的人。
My father always tell us or remind us that the master of the vineyard will take care of the workers.
我们是他的仆人，我们应该头抬高一点。
So we could lift our head up because we are his servant.
我们应该敢对人说我们是他的仆人。
We should tell others we are the servants of the Lord.
但是当你在读下去的时候，他特别提到这个大卫的身份是谁，是什么身份呢？
But what is the position of David?
他说我要立你做以色列的君。
So he said, I will make you the head of the people.
这个 Nagid 是王子，是一个领袖。
You're the prince of the people.
他上面有人在掌管。
So there are one that is leading.
他要顺服上面这位伟大的主。
And people have to obey the one on top.
所以大卫在要建造神的这个家的时候呢，还是神的殿宇的时候呢？应该要寻找上帝的心意。
So before David could build God's temple, he had to seek after God's longings or desires.
第二方面，我们知道，除了这个寻求他的心意，我们要顺服他的带领。
Second point is we need to submit to his leading.
其实你如果把这段经文默想的当中，其实大卫一直要建造上帝的殿。
If you meditate on this passage.David is seriously wanting to build God's temple.
但是上帝说我要做，我要祝福你。
God said, I'm going to bless you.
那你当你慢慢的读的当中，第一个很重要的观念呢是他的胜利。
First is you can see that it is his victory.
你无论往那里去，我常与你同在，剪除你一切的仇敌，我必使你得大名，好像世上大大有名的人一样。
Verse 9, it says, I've been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men of the earth.
我们服侍主的是我们这个上帝在我们前面替我们做主，替我们打仗。
It's the God who walks and fight for us.
昨天有机会跟这个副院长多有机会交通。
So yesterday I have time to fellowship with our vice president, Mark.
他心中很忧虑。
He was very worried.
因为我们钱不多。
Because we don't have enough funds.
其实当我开始做院长也一样。
It's like, just like when I started, no? There is not enough fund.
那我那个时候认为这个我们花的钱是凭信心花钱。
We spend by faith.
各位，你们必须要为我们的同工、我们的学校来祷告。
Do pray for the school.
让我们再次可以看到神的恩典、神的胜利。
We will be able to see once again His grace upon us.
当我们在这个盖这个行政楼的时候
，As we remember the time when we were building the administration building，
这是第二期的建校。
It's the second phase of rebuilding。
第一期的建校很多人投入。
Many have was involved in the first phase。
但是第二期的建校呢，这个刚好碰到亚洲经济风暴。
But during the second phase, we met the Asia economic crisis。
我记得很清楚，负责的同工告诉我，当我的脚步一踏进菲律宾这个土地的时候
，I was abroad and my colleague says once you step on the Philippine soil，
我们的钱已经没有了
，the fund will now be used up。
以后我们的院长要承担这个难处
，and our new president would have to have this burden on his shoulder。
所以当我稍微算一下的时候呢
，so as I calculated，
那个时候应该是八月到十二月要完成。每一天早晨，每一天当我眼睛张开的时候，我们需要五十万的菲币。
500,000。So I counted that from August to December, as we open our eyes, I open my eyes, we need to have 500,000 pesos.
你想象那个重担多重？
Every day, so that is how big our burden.
我们学校有一个秘诀，就是我们每礼拜四都有同工会。
That because we have our Thursday prayer meeting.
所以当我要报告的时候呢
？So as I about to share this burden.
圣灵说不要用我，用我们。
The Holy Spirit said, "Don't use my eyes. Use when our eyes are open every day."
各位，当我们张开的时候呢，我们需要这么多钱。
So when we open our eyes, we need such amount of money.
那上帝有没有听祷告呢
？Did God listen to our prayer?
当然有。
Of course, He did.
所以今天我们才在这个美丽的地方。
That's why we have this building to use.
我们服侍他，是他要带领，他肯定会得胜。
He led us and He will give us His victory.
可能有时候我们会失望。
We might be disappointed at times.
可能我们看到有一些这个很多的难处。
And there are obstacles before us.
可能我们看到同工不同心。
Maybe there are some disunity.
但是这是他的这个他打仗，他一定胜利的。
But God would lead us onward, forward to victory.
经常我有机会跟我们的校友在交谈的当中。
I also have time fellowshipping with our alumni.
他们说这个同工不同心，那怎么办呢
？They said if our colleagues are not united in one accord, how can that be？
我说你的灵命会增长。
We said then your spiritual life will grow.
同工如果同心，这个神的事工会长得更快。
But if they're united, then the ministry could grow.
但是要记得，这是上帝的这个战争。
But the fight belongs to the Lord. The battle is the
Lord. 第二方面，我们如果顺服他的带领，有什么好处呢
？What other profit if we obey his leading?
他要使我们得安息。
He would give us his rest.
他这边特别提到，我必使你安静，安静。
So he says, "I will give you rest."
这个安息是一个很重要的信息。
It's a very important message.
除了从埃及一直来到迦南地，约书亚提到安息这个字。
Not only the term was mentioned in Joshua.
一个很重要，在诗篇也提起，上帝要使他们得到安息。
Psalms also mentioned that God would give them rest.
希伯来书也特别强调，我们要进入那个安息的地方。
The book of Hebrews also tells about entering into His rest.
可能我们很熟悉的诗篇二十三篇里面提到，他要带领我们到安静的水边。
And even in Psalms 23, He will lead us beside the still waters.
各位，我们在灵里面，要在主里面得到安息。
We need to have His rest in our spiritual situation.
不晓得你今天来到神学院有没有一些忧虑
？Do you have your own worries when you enter seminary？
上帝愿意赐给我们他的这个平安，让我们得到安息。
God wants to give us His peace to have His rest。
接下来，我们可以享受神的爱
，and we can also enjoy His love。
我要做他们的父，他要做我的子。
I will to be him a father, and he shall to be me a son.
然后这段要提起弥赛亚，就是耶稣当他受洗的时候，这句话也出现了。
This is like when the Messiah, when Jesus was baptized, the term was announced.
但是对于我们服侍他的人，像大卫的子孙，有什么信息呢？
For those who serve the Lord, how is this message related to us?
他说他要做我们的父，我们是他的子。
Here God wants to be our father and we will be his son or children.
特别提到我的慈爱仍不离开他。
And my steadfast love would not leave him.
各位，大卫的盟约特别把慈爱特别讲出来。
Steadfast love of God is mentioned in the Davidic covenant.
为什么我们会提到他的信实与慈爱呢？
How come we mention his faithfulness and his love?
新约里面也提到恩典与这个神的爱，也提到恩典，那个恩典其实也就是慈爱。
In the New Testament also mentioned about God's grace, it's also His love.
我们必须要回到出埃及记来了解这句的不同的地方。
We go back to Exodus to understand this term.
这边它是从上帝与子民的关系换成父子的关系。
So the relationship is from God and His people to father and son relationship.
出埃及记的第六章，他说：“我要以你们为我的百姓，我要做你们的上帝。”
So in Exodus chapter 6-7, God says, "I will be your God, and you will be my people."
旧约为什么特别要强调他是这个上帝呢？他是父呢？这个他特别强调他是上帝，我们是他的子民呢？
Why does the Old Testament mention that He is our God and then we are His people?
他要让我们看到他的伟大，他的威能。
This is to magnify His greatness.
假如你没有好好读旧约圣经，
If you do not read the Old Testament carefully,
你会对我们的上帝不敬。
You would not be able to respect our God.
但是他在大卫的盟约当中特别把这个关系拉得很近。
But in Davidic covenant, he closed a relationship with us.
可能我们中国来的或是我们中国人都会讲到严父慈母。
So among the Chinese, we have a term that the serious father and a loving mother.
父亲会责打会管教他的孩子。
Because father holds a disciplinary role and the mother would love.
但是最重要的，上帝的慈爱永不离开。
But most importantly, God's everlasting love never leaves us.
啊，这边应该是他的信实。对不起，那个中文我应该拿到信实。他永远立定，永远坚立。
So his faithfulness is stay and establish.
叫安欧拉姆，就是到永永远远，到永永远远。
So it's forever and ever and ever.
上帝爱这些服侍他的人。
God loves those who serve Him.
当你把旧约的历史稍微温习一下
，If you review the history of the Old Testament,
你也知道南国也有一些坏王。
You also know that in the south they also have some evil kings.
但是为什么上帝一直让犹大国成立呢？
But how come God let the southern kingdom stays?
就是因为这个盟约。
Because of this covenant.
也就是因为他的信实。
And because of his own faithfulness.
上帝爱他们。
God loves his people.
那可能我们会问，上帝的慈爱直到千代，与他的公义，他要追讨罪，直到三世代，要怎么来讲呢？
So God's loving kindness is to thousand generation and his justice.Is to three and four generation? How can we explain this?
各位，有时候大家误解旧约里面的上帝，这个是一个很严格，一直要打我们、责打我们的这个上帝。
Sometimes we misunderstood the God of the Old Testament as very cruel.
各位，菲律宾是一个天主教的国家。
The Philippines is a Catholic country.
天主教的国家，理应该这个各方面都好。
Because he is a very religious country, should be very good.
但是你去查考一下，所有天主教的国家都有一个很大的难处。
It's sad to see that in most Catholic countries or nations, they have many troubles.
有钱的越有钱。
The divide between the rich and poor is so the gap is so big.
没钱的真的没钱。
The rich are getting richer, and the poor are poorer.
他很强调上帝的爱。
But they emphasize the love of God.
没有强调上帝的公义。
They never emphasize His justice.
各位，当你把出埃及记二十章那个实践那个观念和好的思想的时候。
If we meditate on Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments,
他会追讨罪直到三四代。
So he would have his justice to three and four generations.
但是这个以西结书已经帮我们解决这个难处了。
But the book of Ezekiel answered this problem.
当我们愿意悔改，他还是会爱我们。
As we are willing to confess and return to him, he will receive us.
但是他的慈爱直到千代。
And his faithfulness is to thousands of generations.
那这是不是每一个人都可以享受神的恩典？
Is this for everyone?
是的，当你愿意服侍主，神的慈爱一直到千代。
I think yes, if you're willing to really serve him.
但是当你下一代没有继续服侍主，
But if you don't have your next generation to serve the Lord,
他们虽然上帝的慈爱仍然在哪里？
Although his God's faithfulness is still there,
但是他们享受不到那个慈爱的真正的意义。
They may not be able to really experience the essence of his faithfulness.
上帝愿意把他的爱赐给服侍他的人。
God wants to share, to give his love to those who serve him.
最后这段经文里面，特别大卫一听到的时候，就有一个简单的祷告。
And we see that at the end,David has a very simple appreciative prayer.
其实我们应该从18节一直读到最后一段。
We need to read from verse 18 to the end.
但是教旧约还是讲旧约的这个道呢，有时候最大的问题在哪里？
Those who are sharing from the Old Testament, they have a dilemma.
因为假如 读经读得太久呢，讲到的时间就越短。
If you read the whole passage, then you have no time to give the sermon.
但是这两节经文是很重要的经文。
But these two verses 18 and 19 is very important.
当大卫一听到的时候，
So after David hear what Nathan has said to him,
他要掌握上帝的慈爱。
He want to grasp hold.
他怕上帝会改变他的主意。
He doesn't want God to change his mind.
他就说这个大卫。进去的时候，在耶和华面前说：“主耶和华，我是谁？
So、he
我的家算什么呢
？”So went in and said, "Who am I, O Lord, and what is my house?"
他就是很高兴的说，有感恩的心情说：“上帝，我真的要这个慈爱。
”He's rejoicing and he is very thankful for God's love.
我是谁？你竟然要眷顾我的家
？Who am I that you would care for my home？
假如你再回想到大卫。他这个当撒母耳要高牧他的时候，连把他找过来也没有把他邀过来。
Remember when Samuel was about to anoint him, he was not even found.
撒母耳根本不想象这个年轻的小个子呢会成为上帝的仆人。
Even Samuel wouldn't know that God would choose this little young boy.
但是当大卫服侍主的当中
，But as David served the Lord,
神特别这个要祝福他的家。
And God truly bless his household.
当我们关心神的家，神肯定关心我们
的家。So when we care for God's work, he cares for our home.
他一定建立我们的家。
And he will establish our household.
所以他感恩的一个祷告。
So this is his grateful prayer.
假如你想借着那个祷告来向神感恩，等一下可以把十八节一直读到最后一节。
If you want to use this prayer as a thanksgiving, you could read the whole passage.
但是更重要，我要跟大家分享一个很重要的观念。
But most important thing that I want to share.
大卫祷告的时候，他说：“主耶和华，这是在你眼中还看为小吗？有应许你仆人的家子与久远吗？主耶和华，这岂是人从常与的事吗？”
So in verse 19 it says, "And yet this was a small thing in your eyes, O Lord God."You have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come, and this is instruction for mankind, O Lord God.
这个希伯来文用 Torah HaAdam, 这是上帝的
instruction for mankind.
上帝的律法吗
Is this your instruction?
这是上帝的吩咐吗
Is this your command?
这是你的训诲吗
Is this your instruction?
Torah 就是我们的摩西五经那个 Torah 那个律法。
It's like the Pentateuch. Is this your law?
这是不是上帝你这个乐意这样继续的恩待所有的人吗
？Is this your way of blessing those who love you?
他很高兴的宣告这句话。
This is his declaration, very joyfully proclaim.
各位，以赛亚书的五十五章的第三节。
And Isaiah 52 verse 3.
他特别提到大卫与大卫给的这个慈爱。
Mention about the hesed, the everlasting, steadfast love of God.
我们可以享受。
We can enjoy, experience.
不单是大卫的家可以享受，我们所有服侍他的都可以享受。
Not only David, but those who serve the Lord could experience his hesed or steadfast love.
建造上帝的家。
To establish God's temple.
上帝先建造我们的家。
But God first.Establish us.
你关心上帝的国。
If you care for God's kingdom,
上帝比关心我们自己面对的一些问题。
God cares for us and what we are experiencing.
撒母耳记下第七章，你可以看到都是上帝在讲话。
So this whole passage, it is God Himself speaking.
他把过去、现在、将来都讲出来。
God talk about the past, the present, and even the future.
各位，假如你没有上帝的呼召
，If you don't have His calling，
你糊里糊涂的来到菲律宾圣经神学院
，If you came here aimlessly to study，
你假如不知道你为什么要服侍他
，If you don't know why you are serving Him，
请你在神的面前安静等候。
I hope you would wait upon the Lord。
当你是没有路可以走，才服侍主，才要来神学院。
Come here because you have nowhere to go。
求主帮助你清楚地明白服侍他实在是一个恩典。
May he helps you to see that serving him is really a privilege, a grace from him.
让我分享一些我们的家的一些事。
Let me share with you the updates of our family.
我是第三代的神的仆人。
I'm the third generation servant of the Lord.
我有两个姐姐，两个妹妹。
I have two elder sisters and two younger sisters.
可能我的妹妹在你们当中非常的出名。
And my sister is very famous now in our midst.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
那我们这个姐夫这个妹夫都服侍主。
All my brothers-in-law, they are all serving the Lord full-time.
我爸爸经常提醒我们服侍他是因为我们在中国的家人呢，没有机会全时间来服侍他。
Our father reminded us we are serving the Lord full time and in all number because our relatives in China they have no opportunity to serve the Lord.
神让我们在世界各方面几个国家来服侍他。
So God allow us to spread around and serve Him in different parts of the world.
当我带我的家人到美国读书
，When I brought my family to study in the States.
上帝很清楚的要带领我再次回来。
God clearly let me know that I'm going there just in order to return back.
那我的见证已经写在上一期的刊物上面。
My testimony already written in the earlier publication.
人家也问我们有没有后悔呢
？People ask us, have you regretted returning?
我们没有后悔。
We have no regrets.
可能最重要是因为我太太也没有后悔。
Most important thing, God allowed us not to be regretful.
但是我们的孩子呢，其实都很高兴看到他父母亲服侍主。
Our children also lovingly see how their parents serve the Lord.
这是我们的，我有三个孩，这个一个男生，两个女人。
Our son with two daughters and their spouse.
他们都结婚了。
They all married.
但是最近我们。成功了，我们是公公。
Now we become the grand. We are now in the grand stage, the grandparent.
这次退休以后，上帝让我们到美国，有机会很顺利看到这个家庭的男生外孙出生。
So this time we have the opportunity to see how our second grandchild is born.
这个。男生一出生呢 ，Nicholas 一出生呢，其实不简单。
His birth is not easy, Nicholas.
因为那一天，这个妈妈到了医院，我女儿到了医院 清晨的两点半到医院。
At dawn 2:30, my daughter went to the hospital with her husband.
那个护士把她送回去。
But that midwife said, "You still early, so go back home."
但是到五点四十分的时候。
But 5:45 the morning.
她告诉她的丈夫说：“我们要赶紧再回医院了。”
She told her husband, "We need to go back."
但是在还没有到医院之前呢，她说。我要先上厕所。
And she said, "I need to go to the restroom before I go to the car."
请你帮我拿一点东西。
Get me some of the stuff.
还好她讲错了，所以她丈夫没有跑到很远的地方。
So he pointed to the next door, not the right place, which is far away.
然后突然间，她大声的呼喊。
And she was shouting loud in pain.
一分钟以后，孩子出生。
In 1 minute, the child was born at home.
她在家里出生，不是因为她愿意在家里出生。
It is not a planned home birth.
但是神恩待，让她丈夫赶紧的到，而且抱着那个孩子。
And because the husband is just next door, he was able to plunge and catch the baby.
他们非常的感恩。
They're so thankful to the Lord.
因为她的这个一个朋友
，because one of her colleague，
她的孩子掉进厕所里面
，also happened to home birth and then drop in the the bowl of the toilet。
后来这个还继续生病
，and even got infected。
但是上帝恩待她
，but for them it's just nothing happened, but it could go worse。
神很祝福她的仆人
，so God bless his people。
那这个呢是看能不能让它动
Let's see if I could move this. This is the 1 month old Nicholas, and the sister is like 1.5 years old, and she was just being nice to him. And then this is his nose. It's a 鼻子在这里，不行啊，没有声音。
好，第二个我。这是我
没有声音，
原来是这个声音。
And then this late girl, she was born January 29, so
好像没有声音上面 ，Yeah.
You have some sound. She's learning how to count. 她正在学数算。
这边 ，Yeah. 这边有开吗？有吗？无了无了，没有声音了。没关系的，他在算一到十。
没关系。She was just counting 1 to 10. That's
okay. 这是外祖母拍的，外祖母拍的。
Okay, thank you.
感谢主，我这个快进入66岁了。
So I'm almost 66 years old.
神还让我健康，这是神的恩典。
And the health is from Him.
明天我们就要飞到以色列。
Tomorrow we will be going to Israel.
我们会看我们这个三队的校友。
Where we will visit three of our couples alumni.
然后我们的陈维饶老师也在哪里
？Reverend Samuel Tan.
现在是以色列的这个新年。
And it's the New Year in Israel.
新年完毕以后，他们马上进入那个祝棚节。
And then they will enter the Feast of the Tabernacle.
他们在祝棚节里面向神感恩。
So they would have the Thanksgiving, everything.
但是最主要，我们最重要的职分呢，是要到希腊。
But our main purpose is, our mission is go to Greece.
要帮助这些宣教士跟牧者如何关怀别人。
And to help 40 missionaries do member care, how to member care themselves.
这是神给我们的机会服侍。
This is God's given opportunity to serve Him.
那神特别眷顾他的仆人。
Do remember us in your prayers.
那各位，我们服侍他的有很多的恩典。
So there are many benefits in serving the Lord.
要记得赶紧抓住，掌握他所要赐的慈爱。
We have to seize and grab hold of His love.
也相信他会继续的恩待他的仆人。
And believe and trust that He will continue to bless His servant.
关心他的家，上帝比关心我们的家。
Give attention to His home, and God will take His work, and then God will take care of our home.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray. 我们一起祷告。天父，谢谢你，真的在万人当中，你选择我们 这些不配的来服侍你。当我们真的要向大卫说，我到底是谁让你这样的看重主啊，不是我选择你，是你选择我。求主你让我们有生之年真是能够讨你的喜悦，好好的为主你排上，好好的服侍你，服侍人民。 Lord, we thank you, and we would like to exclaim together as David has said, Who am I, Lord, that we will be blessed and taken care of by you? We will continue to serve you to the day, last breath. May you help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.